All right, I'm here at the 2008 Commodity Classic in the John Deere booth, and with me is Laura Robson. And Laura, what's your title with John Deere?
I'm a senior marketing rep.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about precision agriculture, and there's been some talk lately that it seems like precision agriculture is kind of standard at this point. And how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's definitely come a long ways. I've been with John Deere about 3 years now, and at the beginning it was, you know, a real push to get farmers to try the technology. But 3 years later, or many years later, I guess, for the industry, it like you said, is becoming standard on a lot of producers' operations.
And what do you think is the most standard? Are you seeing growers taking baby steps in some ways, or are they some of them going into it whole hog?
Yeah, you definitely see both ends of the spectrum. The nice thing about the John Deere system is that we do cover all ends of the spectrum. We have very basic systems for people that just want to start and, I guess, dip their toes into it. And then we have, obviously, the most advanced systems as well for those producers that that want to get the most out of their equipment and their machine.
Now, last year we had the Reach for the Stars winners. This time last year, they used the equipment for an entire year. I talked to a lot of them. What was kind of the feedback that you got from the growers?
Yeah, it was wonderful feedback that they gave to us. You know, the key with a lot of this technology is really using it on your farming operation, and that's what we did last year with the Reach for the Stars program. Is we let 15 producers use the equipment for a year, and that went over very, very well. Obviously, once they get it on their operations, they don't necessarily want to give it back. So we've had pretty good success moving those out to those farmers' operations as well.
Well, that's great. Now, what is new this year? What are you telling growers here at the Commodity Classic this year?
Well, we've got a few new things that have come out this winter from John Deere. The first one is iTech Pro, which stands for Intelligent Total Equipment Control Pro, and that's what's taking AutoTrac really to the next level. It's not only steering the tractor down the rows, but iTech Pro is taking over and turning that tractor around at the headland, lifting up your planter or whatever implement you have, and then making the precise turn for that group and putting it back into the next class precisely where it needs to be and dropping that equipment. So it's a pretty jaw-dropping technology, I guess you could say.
Now, the farmer, for the grower out there who may be still holding back and feeling like, you know, it's a little bit intimidating for them, what do you tell them?
I say, you know, try it. Get it out there on your operation. A good first step is the AutoTrac Universal Steering Kit. You actually take the steering wheel off of your machine or off your tractor, combine, or sprayer, put the steering wheel on, and it steers for you. So it's a good first step to see if you like it. And then from there, you can go into the integrated AutoTrac kits. You can go into documentation. You can go into application control. There's lots of different avenues to take, but that's a really good first step.
Now, also a year ago, we introduced Precision Pays, the John Deere website about precision agriculture. How would you tell a grower that precision pays?
AutoTrac, I guess, is kind of an easy one that comes to mind for me. You know, if you can manage how much you're overlapping when you're pulling that implement down the field, you can take your overlap, you know, from 10% during the day, maybe down to 2 to 3% during the day. So if you look at that savings on your operation of that 7, 8% and really add that back into your bottom line, you know, that's how it can start to pay out there in your operation. Obviously, if you take it a step further, maybe you do what we call Swath Control Pro on your planter, automatically turning those row units off when it crosses into an area that's already been planted. That's just another way that you can continue to add money to your bottom line.
Well, and at this time when we've got high input costs and very high prices as well for the crops, it's vital for the growers to make every acre, every plant pay.
Absolutely. You want to manage what you're putting into that plant, and then you want to make sure you're getting the most out of the plant at the end of the season. And really, this precision technology is here exactly for that, to make sure you're getting the most out of every acre in your fields.
All right. Thank you very much, Laura. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.